It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Growing food in the 21st century is not your granddaddy's farming. Today, Tom Martin talks with Dr. Nancy Cox, Dean of the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, about ways science and technology are influencing what's happening from farm to table.
It's very easy for us on the consuming end to be armchair critics and make our demands of farming and agriculture, but on the other end, responding to those demands and those expectations can be very difficult if you're trying to make a living. Is science bringing agriculture to a point where that conundrum might be solved?
Yes, I think that the more information available on both the farmer end, on the consumer end, helps. The consumer can find out where the animal was produced, where the lettuce was produced, and by whom. The farmer can get more and more sophisticated information about how to differentiate his or her product for that consumer and find that market. And we're talking right now about kind of a local food market that really caters to the individual needs of a very highly sophisticated consumer. We also have on the other end of that spectrum facing the farmer is selling food for the world. And so there's a lot of things in between selling food for the world and differentiating a local niche product for one's own community.
Data, information. Never before has so much data been available to the farmer. In fact, in many instances, it's almost too much. It's a deluge of data. And from that has sprung these entrepreneurial little companies that are in the business of analyzing that data for the farmer. But in the end, it must be making a big difference in the efficiency of food growing, of livestock production, and of food processing.
Absolutely. The availability of data and the relative inexpensiveness of getting that to the farmer really does offer a lot of opportunities to reduce the risk of farming, for one thing, because if you can predict soil moisture, if you can maintain information on where in your pasture or your crop field is the best soil and what needs more nutrients, you can really get efficiencies of production. You also have so many sensors now, you call it the Internet of Things, that you can sense soil moisture. You can have an irrigation system that only irrigates if the soil moisture goes beyond a certain point. So you can be a lot more efficient. Likewise, you can analyze consumer preferences and what's the next big thing on that end of the information as well. So both sensing agronomic needs as well as interpreting consumer behavior, all are afforded improvements because of the data that's available to us, even on our phones.
Are those kinds of things creating a new kind of graduate?
Certainly, the graduate who is going to go into any aspect of food production or food processing or food manufacturing has to be a quick study in terms of information, the kinds of information and analysis and, as we said before, big data that are available to them to use. And so we try to produce a very flexible graduate who is not intimidated by the world of big data. I don't think we would expect our students to understand everything about producing all the information they get, but we sure do want them to be able to use the information.
Dr. Nancy Cox is Dean of the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.